G'day, Dick.
Hi, boys.
Good to chat, mate. How are the Warriors going?
Oh, the Warriors are the hottest team going in any sport that we've seen in a long, long time. And they're legitimate, too. I mean, that's the thing. You've got two undefeated teams in sports right now in the States. You've got the Panthers and you got the Warriors. Well, the Panthers, I mean, most pundits don't even think the Panthers will make it out of their own conference to the Super Bowl, let alone win the Super Bowl. And then you got the Warriors, where almost all the experts are saying, hey, unless Steph Curry goes down with an injury, I mean, you can book him for the NBA title again. I mean, that's the difference in the expectations right now.
He's a pleasure to watch, mate. He is something out of the box, isn't he? Is he as good as you've seen?
He's the best shooter I've seen. I think I mentioned that to you guys last year when we were started out, and you know we were debating, and I made that comment on the air about a year ago, and I brought it up with you guys. We talked about Steph Curry, and at the time I got some backlash because you know there's Reggie Miller and there's Larry Bird and Ray Allen. There's been some great shooters in the past, but nobody like this guy. I mean, nobody has the range. Nobody has the ability to get shots off a one dribble pull up. It's just, there's not a shot that he can't hit. And it's not just standstill jump shots. I mean, you see him all the time run into the lane, flip something up that looks like it went behind his back, and it goes up and in. And it's just magical what he does. And the records that he just put up, you know, we've had the three-point shot in the NBA for about 35 years, I want to say, something like that. And Steph Curry broke the all-time record in the last month of last season, March of last season, which was last full month. He set the record for most made threes ever in a month in NBA history. He just broke it in the first month of this season. So in back-to-back month, Steph Curry has broken the all-time three-point record in a month that we've had this, you know, we've had this line out there for 35 years in this game, and a whole lot of good shooters in 35 years.
Dick, Jarrod Hayne, mate, he might get another start, it seems.
Well, you know, it's possible. He might get another shot. You know, Sean Drone had a pretty nice game last week, had almost 100 yards. I'm gonna beat the Jarrod Hayne drum again. I say, you know, what do the 49ers have to lose?
Well, mate, the other bloke's not doing much. Ellington's not doing much good. He's come up with a couple of fumbles that's why Jarrod got the boot, wasn't it?
Oh, you're talking, Ellington was, Ellington's on the Cardinals, who was facing the 49ers last week. Sean Drone got the start for the 49ers. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he gets another opportunity and how many carries he gets. But my point is, why not? I mean, the 49ers are a dreadful team going nowhere. I don't even think Jim Tom Sewell will come back as head coach next year.
No.
I mean, that's how bad it's been for them. I mean, he's just, seems like a guy that's totally over his skis right now in San Francisco.
That's a little bit ugly, isn't it? So it's terrific to see. The New England v. Denver, that was in snow?
Yeah, it was a great football game. As we've seen many, many matchups before when Peyton Manning was taking on Tom Brady, I mean, those games would go down to the wire. We've actually had snow games between those two teams since if they meet in the late season. I mean, there's a good chance that it's going to be snowing in either Denver or Boston, and it was in Denver this time. No Peyton Manning this time, obviously. He's injured. So it was really Brock Osweiler's first chance to show if he is going to be a legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL. I think Denver is counting on him to be the heir apparent to Peyton Manning, but the world really hadn't seen what he was all about, and he was impressive. I mean, he didn't win the game on his own. The Denver defense did a nice job as well, but Brock Osweiler certainly made himself a lot of money with that win over New England because he is a unrestricted free agent at the end of the year and in a league that is just desperate for quarterbacks. I mean, you want to talk about supply and demand. Teach your kid how to throw a football and then move the United States, and he could be making $10, $15 million a year even if he's just okay, because there's plenty of quarterbacks in the NFL that are not very good right now. So Brock Osweiler is going to make a boatload of money next season.
Good on you, Dick. We thank you for your time, as always, mate.
See you guys.
Well done. Dick Fain there on the Big Sports Breakfast.
He should come down for our lunch in February.
Yeah. How do we get him there?
Or plane.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Not boat?
Not boat.
He might want a cruise.
That's the big thing these days, the cruise.
Your frequent flyer points?
That would be terrific to get Dick down for our big sports breakfast lunch. You couldn't spend $155 any better. Make sure you join.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. We've got to pay for him. Do you think we would?
Sure you could.
Use your points, yeah?